个镜子上，但是他去检查做那个 CT 做那个CT 的时候呢，发现他以前还有在大脑里面有出血的病，所以他这个月呢很多的事情他还要再去做一次，但是牧师很高兴说啊，六月份过去了，七月份希望能好起来。
The church has changed a lot in the years that I've been a pastor.
所以牧师讲到他在他的人生这个经历中，他发现这个我们的教会发生了非常大的变化。
When I was first a pastor, the church that I had had an organ exactly like this, what you call a console organ.
所以牧师那个时候成长的时候说，教会里的那种风琴就像这个幻灯片里面讲的这个风琴。
And they would have pipes all the way around. It would just be a magnificent sound.
然后那个教会的屋顶上有很多那个管子，就是那个声乐的管子，然后那个声音是非常的恢宏。
But now the church has.
现在呢教会。
Keyboards. Here's one. I found one.
有这种电子琴。
So it's changed.
So 我们教会发生变化。
Another change in the church has been choirs. There used to be a choir loft here, and every Sunday you'd have a choir singing.
然后诗班也发生变化。大家看到这个照片，就是以前我们的传统的唱诗班。
But now the churches have a worship team.
我现在我们教会就是有这种赞美诗歌团，大家看到这年轻人在。
I would say very handsome and beautiful worship team.
就像我们今天在刚刚在台上的年轻人的非常漂亮的一个赞美诗。
And usually there's a group of people back here that are singing behind the lead guy.
通常是在这些带头的这些唱诗团之后面还有一个专门唱的歌手。
And I'll teach you some English culture, American culture.
所以我跟大家分享一下一些美国的文化。
These are called the Pips, P-I-P, Pips.
这个前面的这个领的这个人叫他们英文专门有个名称叫 Pips.
Because they do the doo-wops like this.
他们要摇来摇去这个。
But that's changed in churches now.
现在在教会里也变了。
Another change is that we used to have hymnals. Do they still have any hymnals here?
另外一件就是我们教会传统的教会都有这个赞美诗歌本。
Okay, there you go. They actually have a hymnal. We don't have any hymnals anymore in our church.
Scott 牧师的教会里已经没有这种赞美诗本了。
Now when you sing, you're looking at a screen just like this. This is a great point.
我现在大家在唱赞美诗的时候，就对着很大的一个屏幕在唱。
So now you have these projectors that give that, and actually in our church we have movable backgrounds.
然后在那个 Grace Church， 就是在牧师所在的教会，他们还有后面的背景那个舞台也要在移动。
They actually had one on today where the ocean was doing like this, and I got seasick.
后面还有那个今天他们的敬拜的时候还有那个大海的波浪在动来动去，牧师都觉得要得到那个有那个什么晕船的那个症状。
Another change is that they used to have, sorry, I'm not used to this clicker. There you go. We used to have big pulpits up front.
以前我们的教会就有像这个照片上所讲的非常大的一个牧师的一个讲台。
It would go from here all the way over to here.
会像牧师讲的那样，会很大的一个讲台。
And I used to like that because it gave me protection.
牧师自己也是很喜欢那样的讲台，因为他会感到受到保护。
Now we have these very little ones, and there's no protection for the pastor.
现在的就是像照片还有。这个舞台上这个非常简单的一个放圣经的一个台子，然后牧师感到没有任何的保护的供应。
Another change is in architecture. There used to be churches and everyone would have a stained glass window and all this furniture up front.
所以以前传统的教会那个建筑也不一样，你看那个照片是就是非常普遍的一种那种花玻璃，还有这样的非常的漂亮的一个建筑形式。
Now churches look like a rock concert.
我现在教会就像一个摇滚乐的舞台，那个演唱会一样。
There's lights and there's smoke coming out, and I mean it's just a big production.
所以你会看到烟雾，会看到很多音乐，就是看上去是一个很大的一个表演的一个制作。
And the final change I want to point out is how we dress on Sundays.
然后另外很大的一个变化，
yeah,
就是我们着装上的变化。
We used to call this Sunday best clothes.
我们以前都讲我们在主日穿我们最好的衣服。
Now I'm not sure about this hat. I don't see anyone with hats like that anymore.
牧师说那个帽子现在没有人戴了。
Now when people go to church, here's a picture of a pastor actually.
Oh,
he's dressed like me, except I don't have a tattoo on my arm.
哦、这个照片上实际上是一个牧师、啊、你看他穿得 很随便，更是他还有一个、那个纹身。
So this is how the church has changed over the last 40 years.
所以在过去40年，我们的教会发生了很大的变化。
But we have to ask ourselves, is this creating effective change in the culture?
但是我们要问一下我们自己，这些变化对我们在生活中、文化中的变化是不是很有效？
For all these changes that we're doing, are we seeing more people come to know Christ, or are we seeing less people coming to know Christ?
当我们经历这些变化的时候，我们看看是不是我们吸引更多人来归向主，还是很多人离开。
What would you guess?
你的猜想是什么？
Less.
越来越少。
The decline is incredible. The last 60 years.
在过去60年中，离开主、离开教会的人越来越多。
If you just take the percentage of people who regularly go to church, it is about a 1-2% decline every year.
所以从40年以前，每年到教会的人就开始下降，每年有个1-2%的下降。
Now this is true for the West. It's not true for China and India and Africa.
这个图片的数据主要是针对西方的这些社会来讲，中国和印度反而不一样。
And it's interesting that because in China and India and Africa, they don't have this and this and this.
就是很有趣的一个事实，就是在中国、印度还有非洲那里没有像我们这么好的讲台，这么好的教会。
So what do they have that's causing the church to grow?In these parts of the world, but in the West, it's not growing.
所以到底是什么导致在中国、印度还有非洲教会在非常的茁壮成长，在西方社会反而下降？
The question that faces us today is what is the future of the church?
所以今天我们要面对的这个问题就是我们将来的教会是什么样的样子？
If we keep losing 2% each year, we're going to be as extinct as the dinosaur soon.
如果我们每年流失2%的人数，那我们教会就很快就会成为像恐龙一样，成为绝迹。
And what I'm going to suggest today is that if you want to look for our future, you have to look in our past.
牧师今天建议我们要想到教会的将来，我们要去看一看我们教会的过去。
The answer for the church to become the powerful place for the kingdom of God is not.In any program or a technique.
我们教会要成为神的神的国度的将来的国度，那我们不是从Can you repeat the last?
A technique. It's not in technology or doing something new.
不是靠技术，不是靠我们的这些很多的一些别的一些很创造性的一些手段。
What we need to do is, if we want to find our future, we have to discover.What was successful in our past?
我们要来发现，在过去早期教会是怎么样来成功的。
We're going to take a look at Acts chapter 20, and Paul has been here for 3 years ministering to these folks.
所以我们回去看一看《使徒行传》第二十章。那个时候，保罗在以弗所牧会已经有三年了。
And in this, his farewell address, he gives us a model for a pure church, for a powerful church.
所以保罗在这里给我们有一个啊一个非常好的一个教会的样板，非常纯净的一个教会。
But for us to experience this power, for us to see the church grow again and become powerful in the West, we have to make three commitments.
如果我们想能够让我们的教会再强大起来，能够在西方社会能够再再能够茁壮成长，我们必须在三个方面有委身的，有我们的委身。
And the first commitment has to be, we must be committed to a great person.
第一个委身就是我们必须要向一个人来委身。
The secret to the church growing powerful again is that the church needs to focus on Jesus.
我们教会要再有生命力，我们必须要向主耶稣来委身。
It is not about technology.
不是关于技术。
It is not about having the newest and most improved whatever is the latest trend.
而不是来靠今天所有流行的各种方式。
It's not about programs. It's not about budgets. It's about Jesus.
不是因为预算，也不是因为各样的节目，而是因为主耶稣。
When it says here, I serve the Lord, Jesus is the Lord.
在这里，保罗讲到，我服侍主，耶稣是我们的主。
He is the King of the universe.
他是我们万物的主宰。
He is Lord over everything in the universe.
他是我们整个宇宙万物的主。
The church exists to have a relationship with the Lord.
我们教会存在的目的就是要跟主耶稣有一个关系。
So we need to be committed to putting Jesus at the very center of everything that we do, everything that we say.
所以我们今天我们教会所有所做的事情都要把主耶稣放在中间，不论做任何的事情。
It's about knowing Jesus. It's about loving Jesus. It's about obeying Jesus.
我们今天所做的任何事情都是要来追随主耶稣，来爱主耶稣。
And what has happened to the church in the West is we have forgotten that Jesus is the center of everything that we do.
我们今天西方的教会很多时候忘记了主耶稣是我们教会存在的中心。
You notice Paul says here, I served the Lord.
所以你这里看到保罗讲到我服侍主。
That word serve means to be subject to it. It means to serve as a slave serves a master.
这里我服侍主的意思就是就像一个奴隶在服侍他的主人。
This word, the Greek word is doulos, and Paul used it 30 times in his letters.
保罗在他的书信集中30次用到这个他是主耶稣的奴仆。
See, when a slave wakes up in the morning, a slave goes to the master and says, what is the agenda for today?
所以当一个奴仆来到他每天起来第一件事情就来到主人面前问我今天该给你做什么。
A slave doesn't have an agenda.
这个奴仆自己没有他自己的议程。
A slave lives to please the master.
一个奴仆他的生活的目的就是要让他的主人高兴。
And what has gone wrong in the church is that we have asked God to bless our agendas.
今天我们教会很多问题就是因为我们让神来按我们的议程来做。
And we have stopped asking Jesus, what is your agenda?
我们停下了，我们不再问主耶稣，你的日程是什么。
So the very first thing that you need to do when you wake up in the morning is say, good morning, Lord.
所以我们每天早上起来应该先第一时间问主耶稣，你早。
What's your agenda for me for today?
你今天对我的这个议程是什么？
I want to serve you.
我要为你，我要服侍你。
And then notice the attitude with great humility.
我们再看一看这个保罗这里讲到要非常的谦卑。
Humility doesn't mean thinking poorly of yourself.
谦卑并不是说你看自己很差。
Humility means you don't think of yourself.
谦卑表示你根本就不想自己。
You think of others.
你想来想别人，考虑别人。
And so Paul is saying that he is serving the Lord, that is his agenda.
保罗在这里讲到他服侍主，这是他的目的。
And then he goes on that he does this with tears.
然后他接下来讲到他用眼泪来服侍。
There was an emotional commitment to serving the Lord.
这里他有一个在心理上，在感情上来委身，献身给主。
Tearless ministry leads to dry living.
我们如果在侍奉上没有眼泪，我们就没有办法，就是一个非常干渴的生命。
Can I ask you a personal question?
牧师要问我们一个个人的问题。
When was the last time you cried because of God's kingdom?
你上一次为神的国哭泣的时候是什么？
When was the last time it hit you emotionally that someone had died without knowing the Lord?
你上一次，你有没有为一个人临死前没有认识主而哭泣？
George Whitefield was one of the most famous preachers of the colonial period of time.
George Whitehead, 他是一个非常有名的布道家。
And he would cry in every one of his sermons.
他每次讲到的时候都会哭泣。
And people would ask him, George, why are you crying in your sermons?
很多人问他，那你为什么在讲到的时候要哭泣呢？
And he said, I am weeping because there are people in this audience that have heard the gospel for the last time and they have rejected it.
牧师说，这个George Whitehead就说，我哭泣是因为在这个听到的这些人中，就有人马上就要离开这个世界，他们没有接受主耶稣。
And their souls hang in the balance.
所以他们的灵魂就不能够得救。
Every person that you meet tomorrow has a soul that's going to live for eternity.
我们每个人都有一个灵魂会永远存下去。
We need to care about those souls.
我们需要去关怀那些灵魂。
And then it goes on to say, even though I was severely tested.
这里讲的保罗继续讲到他历经试炼。
You know, if you're going to follow Jesus Christ, it's going to cost you something.
我们如果要追随主耶稣，我们就要付出代价。
If you're going to swear allegiance, Jesus, you will be my Lord, you will be my King, it's going to cost you something.
如果我们对主耶稣说，我要跟随你，我要追求你的国，这会让我们需要付出代价。
Here's a question. Some people stop at nothing when it comes to serving the Lord.
这是一句话在讲到很多人在服侍主的这个过程，任何事情都可以让他们停止。
Now that has a double meaning. Some people stop at nothing. I mean, it's just there's nothing there to even have opposition. And then other people will stop. They will go through anything.
很多人这句话有双关语。第一个意思就是有的人没有任何事情，他们都会停下来。另外一个就是他们。任何事情都不会让他们停下来。
When do you stop?
我们是什么时候停下来？
When do you say, okay, well, that's it, I'm going to give in, I'm going to quit?
我们会不会讲我要放弃了，我不愿意做了？
Never quit serving the Lord, never.
所以我们在服侍主的时候一定不要放弃。
And then notice down here, I'm sorry.He goes on that I did not hesitate to preach anything that would be helpful to you.
这里保罗讲到，我没有一样避讳不说的。
We need to tell people the truth about Jesus.
我们需要跟大家来传讲耶稣的真理。
Jesus can be very offensive in our culture today.
今天耶稣可能会让很多人反感。
Do you know why Jesus is offensive?
你知道为什么耶稣会让很多人感到反感吗？
Because Jesus says that he's the Lord.
因为主耶稣说他是主。
That he's the way, the truth, and the life.
他是道路、真理、生命。
And that is offensive.
对很多人来说，这是他们很反感的。
But we cannot pull back the truth. We have to tell people the truth about Jesus.
但是我们不能够把这个拿回去，我们要告诉别人关于耶稣的真理。
And that they need to repent and have faith in our Lord Jesus.
这些人需要悔改，然后才能够靠主耶稣。
One other insight from this passage. Notice this here, publicly and from house to house.
大家看到这里有讲到，在保罗在不仅在公众场合，并且在个人家里，他都教导众人。
If you want to grow in your commitment to Jesus, You have to do it more than just gathering on a Sunday afternoon.
如果我们要在主里面成长，我们就不能够仅仅在主日下午来敬拜。
You have to do it in small groups. You have to do it in Bible study groups or life transformation groups.
我们需要参加各样的小组、团契，还有各样的生命的改变的小组。
If you're just relying on Sunday, it won't be enough to help you grow.
如果我们只是主日来，我们就不能够在主里面成长。
So I encourage you to spend time with brothers and sisters growing in your love for Jesus.
所以牧师鼓励我们参加各样的小组，与弟兄姊妹们一起在主的爱里面成长。
But Paul's commitment was to protect the truth because the truth is so important about Jesus.
所以保罗他一个委身就是要保护主耶稣里面的真理，因为这是非常重要的。
We live in a world where people have all kinds of views about Jesus.
我们这个文化当中有很多人对主耶稣有很多的错误的见解。
But you can't make up the truth about Jesus.
但是我们不能够歪曲主耶稣的真理。
Let me illustrate it by this picture. Oops. You know what that is?
这里有一幅照片。
That looks like somebody that's ready to sacrifice their life on an altar of fire.
这里这个人看上去要在这个火里被烧。
Or someone might say, you know what, that looks like a guy preparing for a paramilitary right-wing group.
看起来像是在做为一些右翼游击队的那个训练做一个。
Or maybe someone say, you know what, that looks like somebody that likes playing in the mud. Maybe he's going through a midlife crisis.
或者有的人可能想，这个人可能是有中年危机。
You can say anything that you want, right? This is a free country. You can believe anything that you want.
你可以看到，你可以用各样的方法来解释，因为这是一个很自由的社会，你可以做任何你想要做的事情。
But a lot of people will believe wrong things because they don't know the truth about this picture.
但是很多人可能就会相信错误的一些观念，因为他们不能够真正理解这幅画面。
There's only one truth about what's going on in this picture.
在这幅画上只有一件事情是真的。
And the truth is that I'm participating, this is what they call a Spartan race or a tough mudder.
所以牧师在这里参加一个非常的艰苦的一个在泥里的一个比赛。
And the same goes with Jesus. People have all kinds of views of Jesus, but there's only one truth about Jesus.
所以对主耶稣也是一样，很多人抱有很多错误的观念，但只有一件是真的。
And the truth is this, that he is your Lord, he is your King, and you need to be committed to him.
这个真理就是主耶稣是我们的主，我们需要向他委身。
Let's go on to the second commitment. That is that we must be committed to a great planner.
第二个委身的方面就是我们必须要献上主耶稣的计划。
This word here, compelled, is a very powerful word.
这里讲到保罗在这里讲到他被逼迫去耶路撒冷，非常强烈的一个字眼。
It's used of tying an animal up, of binding an animal.
这里讲到这个圣灵，他被圣灵所捆绑，这个意思就是说，就像把一个动物捆绑起来一样。
See, the Apostle Paul heard the voice of God.
所以，使徒保罗他听到神对他的呼召。
And the voice came through the Spirit. He was compelled by the Spirit.
所以这个声音就是从圣灵来，他感觉被圣灵所催逼。
The Spirit spoke to him.And said, "You need to go to Jerusalem."
So, this 圣灵对他讲话，叫他去耶路撒冷。
You know, the Apostle Paul was a brilliant man.
我们知道保罗，使徒保罗是一个非常极其聪明的一个人。
He was fluent in three different languages.
他可以流利的讲三门语言。
He graduated the top of his class from rabbinical school.
他在那个当时他上的学校里面，他是在班里是排名前几名的。
He was an amazing communicator.
他也非常善于交流。
But what made the Apostle Paul successful was that he was a follower of the Spirit.
但是使他最有影响的就是他他能够来听从圣灵的呼召。
You don't have to be the top of your class to be successful.
你不需要在你的班里名列前茅而去成功。
All you need to do is to listen to the Holy Spirit speaking to you and follow him.
你所要做的就是要听从倾听圣灵的呼召，然后跟随圣灵的呼唤。
If you follow the Holy Spirit, you are following the wisdom of God.
就当我们来听从圣灵的呼召，我们就能够来听到神的这个命令。
Again, so many times we think that we need to make things happen in our lives.
就很多时候我们觉得我们要在我们的生活中做出很多事情。
When really what we need to do is just simply listen and obey.
但我们只是需要去聆听，然后跟随。
Notice this commitment to the Holy Spirit is without reservation. I am going to Jerusalem not knowing what will happen to me there.
注意到这里保罗讲到就是他根据圣灵的呼召，他没有任何的保留，甚至不知道前面要发生什么事情。
He was yielded to the plan of the Holy Spirit even before it happened.
他呢听从圣灵的呼召，甚至在这个事情还没有发生之前。
If the church in the West is going to have any type of an impact on the culture, we need the Holy Spirit to give us His power.
如果我们在西方的教会将来在这个在这个文化中有所影响，就必须要听从圣灵的呼召。
The church cannot move forward with our own strength.
我们这个教会如果没有从圣灵那里来的力量，就不能够向前。
You will not be successful in your Christian life if you are living on your own strength.
如果我们靠自己的力量，我们就不能够在灵里面成长。
Again, can I ask you a personal question?
那牧师再问一个我们个人的一个问题。
When was the last time you said, Lord Jesus, fill me with your spirit?
我们上一次什么时候在这跟我们的神来祷告祈求，神你来建立我。
When was the last time you sat in quiet and said, Lord Jesus, send your spirit, speak to me, Lord?
我们什么时候问过神，请你的圣灵来带领我。
See, if we are to be committed to the great planner of the Holy Spirit, what we need to do is to listen to him.
所以如果我们要承诺来跟随圣灵，我们就必须要聆听圣灵的呼召。
It says in Psalm chapter 46.
在诗篇第四十六章第十节讲到。
Be still and know that I am God.
要休息，你就知道我是神。
I wish I could talk to each one of you individually.
牧师讲了，他希望跟每个人都讲话。
And just ask you, when was the last time you heard the Holy Spirit?
你们上一次时候是什么时候听到圣灵对你们讲话？
When was the last time the Holy Spirit told you, I want you to do this, I want you to go, I want you to speak to this person?
你上一次圣灵对你讲，让你去做这，做那，你还记得吗？
The future of the church, we must rely on the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以如果我们教会的将来一定要靠我们的圣灵的带领。
And this is scary for folks, I realize that.
很多人觉得比较害怕。
I grew up in what we would consider a very fundamental church.
牧师他是成长在一个非常的一个传统基本的一个教会。
And back there, we didn't call the Holy Spirit the Holy Spirit. We called him the Holy Ghost.
所以那个时候圣灵在英文中他们用那个 ghost 用一个另外的一个字眼。
And we were always afraid if the Holy Ghost shows up, something bad's going to happen.
所以大家都会觉得圣灵是一个有点可怕的字眼。
So we were committed to the Bible, but we didn't want the Holy Spirit.
所以大家都可以去看遵守圣经，但是对圣灵有点怕。
That will not do for the future. That will not provide the answer for the future church.
这对于我们建造将来的教会是没有益处的。
If this church is going to be powerfully used by God in the future,We must know the Word of God, and we must embrace the Spirit of God.
如果我们的教会在明天有所影响， 我们必须一面要遵守神的话，就是圣经，另外一方面要聆听圣灵的引导。
So let me be clear on how you can be filled with the Spirit today.
所以今天牧师要跟我们讲如何被圣灵充满。
It starts, first of all, you have to be a follower of Jesus Christ. You have to swear your allegiance to Jesus.
所以第一，我们首先要我们要向主耶稣委身，我们要追随主耶稣。
And the moment you say, Jesus, I want you to be my Lord, the Holy Spirit will baptize you through a miracle inside of your heart.
当我们开口说承认主耶稣是我们的救主，圣灵就会降临，会充满我们。
So you will have the Holy Spirit living within you.
所以圣灵就会住在我们心里。
But every day you need to be filled again with the Spirit.
我们每天都要被圣灵充满。
And the Spirit will not come into your heart if there's sin there.
那圣灵不会住在我们心里，如果我们心里面有很多罪。
So you have to confess your sin and ask for forgiveness.
所以我们首先要认罪悔改。
And at the end of that prayer, by faith, you simply say, Lord Jesus, fill me with your Spirit.
然后我们才跟主耶稣说，求你的圣灵充满我们。
And he will. He wants to bless you with the Spirit.
And 主耶稣会，他会用他的圣灵来充满我们。
So our first commitment is what? A commitment to a great person.
So 我们第一个承诺就是要我们要向主耶稣委身。
The second commitment is a commitment to a great planner, the Holy Spirit.
So 我们第二个委身就是要委身献身跟随圣灵。
And our third commitment is committed to a great purpose.
所以我们第三个要委身的方面就是我们要委身于一个很伟大的使命。
Do you know that you have been sent on a mission by God?
Sorry, can you say that again?
You've been sent on a mission by God.
你有没有想到你被主耶被神所送到一个一个差船
？And this is more important than your very life. Look at what he says here. I consider my life worth nothing to me.
我们看看这里保罗给我们的一个榜样，他这里讲了他对自己。
This is the most important thing on your to-do list every day.
这里讲到委身这个非常大的使命是我们生活中最重要的。
See, there's a lot of things that you can be committed to.
我们有很多方面需要我们去花时间。
Some of you are committed to your careers. That's the number one on your list.
很多人我们都是为我们的事业奔忙。
Some are committed to their financial portfolio.
很多人为他们的金融，为他们的投资。
Some single people are committed to finding somebody to get married to.
很多人就是要现在在找男女朋友。
You can be committed to houses and cars and power. There's tons of things you can be committed to.
我们很多人可以为我们的房子忙，为我们的别的各种各样的事情来忙。
But this is the top priority.Unless the church has this as the top priority, we will die.
那这个是我们所最重要的一个大使命。如果我们不来做这件事情，我们的教会就会灭亡。
The task the Lord Jesus has given me of testifying to the gospel of God's grace.
那我们就是要为神的恩典来做见证。
Now, a testify. To testify means it's a term that you would use in a court of law.
这里讲做见证。
When you go into a court of law, you raise your hand on the Bible and say, I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, so help me God.
所以如果你去一个法庭上做一个证人的话，你必须要到站在那个证人台上，并且要宣誓，你要讲真话。
And when you testify, what you're going to do is you're going to say what you experience.
所以你必须要讲你所经历的、所亲身经历的这个事情。
If you haven't experienced anything, you can't testify.
如果你自己没有亲身经历，你不可以去做见证。
So it's absolutely necessary if you're going to testify of God's grace that you have experienced God's grace.
所以如果我们要见证神的恩典，我们必须自己先经历神的恩典。
And that might be the reason many people do not testify of God's grace because they haven't experienced it.
所以我们今天很多人不愿意做见证，是因为他们并没有经历到神的这个恩典。
So the first great purpose we have is to experience God's grace and then to say, this is what it's like. This is how it works in my life.
所以我们今天要做见证，我们首先要自己去经历神的恩典，然后我们才可以跟别人讲。
And then he goes on to say this, that this message is about grace. Grace.
然后保罗继续讲，今天的这个信息就是关于神的恩惠。
The word grace means unmerited favor. There's nothing that you can do to earn it.
恩惠就是白白得来的，我们完全不配得的。
And God gives us His grace through Jesus Christ.
那神把他的恩惠通过主耶稣赐给我们。
You can't earn your salvation. You can't work for it. It is simply given to you as a free gift.
我们自己是不能够靠努力来得到的，完全是白白的恩典。
And that's what we testify to.
今天就这就是我们所要见证的。
And then down here, notice it says to be shepherds of the church, which He bought with His blood.
这里讲保罗又讲到。我们他是对这些长老们讲说，要牧养神的教会，这是他用自己的血所买来的。
So tomorrow morning when you get up and you say, Jesus, what's your agenda today?
所以明天早上你起来，你就要问一下主耶稣，你今天对我所要做的这个议程安排是什么？
What do you think is the number one item on Jesus's agenda?
你来想一想，主耶稣在你今天的日程上。第一件事情是要你做什么？
It is to build his church.
那就是要建立主自己的教会。
Now, this is not the church.
这个建筑并不是主耶稣的教会。
Somebody point to the church. Everyone point to the church on the count of three.
我们指一指看一看。你所理解的教会是什么？
Two, three. All right, some of you know, that's it. This is the church.
我们每一个人在一起就是这个教会。
This is his agenda.
这就是我们主耶稣对我们的这个日程。
He wants you to be built up and strengthened.
主耶稣让我们互相建立，互相坚固。
That's why Jesus, that's his number one agenda item.
这是主耶稣在我们日程上的第一个是。
There is nothing that you're going to do in life if you are not fully dedicated to it.
如果我们不是完全的献身的某一件事情，我们就不能够做成。
Why does Michael Phelps have his hand up like that?
这个照片是一个著名的游泳运动员叫 Michael Phelps， 他的手上有他伸出一个手指一个手掌五个指头。
What? He's going back to the Olympics, right? Fifth Olympics, incredible.
他将会第五次参加奥运会游泳比赛。
Can someone tell me the commitment level of Michael Phelps to swimming?
有没有人告诉我他在游泳这方面是如何的执着的去做的
？It is total. He has totally dedicated his life to swimming.
他完全把自己的生命献于游泳这个事业。
Every day he's in the pool swimming, incredible 5, 6, 10 miles in the pool.
他每天在游泳池里游5到6英里，每天游5到6英里。
He goes to the weight room and works on specific muscle groups in his body.
他也去训练馆，然后来训练他一些特别的肌肉。
Everything that he eats is measured, and it is a very precise food that's going to give him the maximum strength.
他所吃的每一件食物，他都非常仔细的考虑过，给他带来多少能量，带来多少养分。
And I would say this: Michael Phelps is committed to the great purpose of swimming well.
那这个我可以牧师讲，他可以讲 Michael Phelps 他完全的献身于他所喜爱的这个游泳的事业。
G.K. Chesterton said this. He said, "Every man is dangerous who cares for one thing."
这里有个人叫 Chesterton， 他就讲了这句话。他说，如果我们每一个人都能够去做一件事情，我们都会变得非常的厉害。
What do you care about?
你所关心的是什么事情
？I would suggest.That you need to make a commitment to the people right around here. This is what you need to care about.
牧师建议我们所关心的就是我们周围坐的每一个弟兄姊妹。
But this isn't the only commitment.
不是我们唯一的一个要委身的地方。
Who else do we need to care about?
我们还去关心别的什么人？
The people who are out there.
就是外面的人。
We need to care about them.
我们需要去关怀那些还在主外面的人。
Because they are loved by Jesus too.
因为主耶稣也爱他们。
I want to end with this story. This comes from the old Soviet Union.
所以牧师要在这里以这样一个前苏联的一个故事来结束。
And one Sunday morning in a house church in the former Soviet Union, a group of Christians gathered together for a worship service.
所以在前苏联有一个主日的早晨，有一群人他们聚集在一起，来崇拜主耶稣。
They only had one gospel.Of Luke that they used as their in their church.
他们唯一一本圣经就是一本路加福音。
And they would pass around pages of it, and people would memorize those verses for the week.
他就把那个打开，然后每个人分一页，他们就来背这里面的经句。
So one Sunday, as they were worshiping and they had to sing quietly, they put down the shade so no one could see in. But one Sunday they were worshiping, and there was some soldiers came knocking in the door, knocked in the door and came inside.
So, 有一个主日，他们非常安静的在敬拜，他们很小心的把门锁上，把窗子关上。但是有一些前苏联的士兵突然闯进来。
And they had their guns drawn.
然后他们完全是实枪核弹进来。
And they said, "If there's any of you that want to leave, you can leave right now."
然后这些士兵就讲说，如果你们谁要想离开，你们可以离开。
And two or three of the people went out the door.
所以两三个人就离开了。
Then they said it again, said, "If you don't leave, you're going to face severe consequences. This is your last opportunity to leave."
所以这些士兵又在叫喊说，如果你们再不离开，你们就来不及了。最后一次叫你们，谁愿意走，谁就走。
And another two or three people left.
然后两三个人又离开了。
Then they shut the door.
然后他们这些士兵就把这个门关上。
And the people on the inside thought, "Oh, they're going to shoot us, or we're going to be imprisoned. This is terrible."
所以在屋子里留下来的人，他们就想到他们可能会被枪杀，或者是被关监狱。
And the guard said, "Now raise your hands."
所以这些士兵们就说，你们把手举起来。
They said, "Now we want you to praise the Lord because we are your brothers in Christ."
然后这些士兵们就说。那我现在让你们来唱赞美，是因为我们都是主里的弟兄姊妹。
But we knew that unless people were committed to with their life, we could not trust them that they would know that we're Christians.
所以这些士兵就讲说，我们这样做是因为知道，如果我们不能够为我们不能够用我们的死来捍卫信仰的话，我们是不能够被完全信任的。
I am concerned for the future of the church in the West.
这就是我们将来要为了我们的。教会在将来的建立，我们需要有这样的委身。
Unless we do something drastic, we will be extinct.
我们除非要做一些非常根本性的改变，我们将来的教会会灭亡。
And the answer isn't coming up with something new.
并不是我们要发明一些新的方法。
The answer is coming up with something old.
所以答案就在我们早期教会里面。
And that is.That every one of us needs to be committed to the great person of Jesus and make him the center of our lives.
这就是我们每个人都要把主耶稣作为我们生命的中心。
And every one of us needs to be committed to the great planner, the Holy Spirit, and to obey him when he tells us to do something.
我们每一个人都要需要听从来并且来遵守圣灵对我们的呼召。
And every one of us needs to be committed to building the church of Jesus Christ.
我们每个人也都要献身来互相建立我们的教会。
Investing our lives, our time, our energy in people.
我们需要花时间精力在我们弟兄姊妹的生命中，在别人的生命中。
Three commitments.
所以我们有三个要需要我们献身的方面。
Essential for the future of the church.
这是我们对我们教会将来的发展是至关重要的。
So I'm going to ask you to bow your heads right now and have a time with the Lord.
所以现在牧师让大家能够低头跟神有一个交通。
And I'm going to ask you to make a commitment this morning.
牧师要问你们，叫你们做一个，在这里做一个决定。
And this commitment is not to me. This commitment is to Jesus Himself.
所以你们要对神，对主耶稣做一个决定。
And the commitment is this: Are you willing to give Jesus first place in your life?
这个决定就是你愿不愿意把主耶稣放在你生命中第一位。
Are you committed to surrendering to the Holy Spirit?
你愿不愿意在圣灵完全降服在圣灵的带领下。
And will you make it the purpose of your life to build up His church?
你愿不愿意来为神来建立我们主耶稣的教会。
If you're willing to make those three commitments, would you raise your hand, please?
如果你愿意为这三个方面来为神，你可不可以把你的手举起来？
Lord, I pray for those that have raised their hands. Lord, I ask that you would bless them. They made a strong commitment today.
我们感谢你，主耶稣。今天我们有很多弟兄姊妹愿意为你去委身。
I pray, Lord, that you would give them the strength to fulfill this commitment.
我们在这里为这些弟兄姊妹祷告，求你坚固他们。
Pray, Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on these committed followers of you.
求你的圣灵浇灌在这些弟兄姊妹的身上。
Lord, I know you want to bless their lives.
求神你祝福他们的生活。
They've taken this step to commit themselves to opening their lives to you.
也求神让他们能够自己把他们的心打开，求神来带领。
Lord, I pray your blessing rest on this church.
也求神祝福这个教会。
In Jesus' name.
靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
感谢 Pastor Scott 今天的证道，也真的是今天这么样一个巧合，我们最开始敬拜的时候这个 system 有一些问题，所以如 Pastor Scott 所说，我们建立我们未来教会不是靠着我们所有这些 program 所有的设备，乃是我们每一个人彼此追随主耶稣，所以现在让我们一起用这样一首歌曲来回应我们的神，让他知道我们的心，请大家起立。建立你教会 站立领受祝福。 Pastor Scott, please give us a blessing.
May the peace of God be upon you all. May his peace that transcends all human comprehension guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Receive his peace today. Amen.
Amen. 让我们一起来唱三一颂。
今天的敬拜就到这里，下面是报告时间。首先我们欢迎第一次来我们中间参加敬拜的弟兄姐妹和朋友们。我左边有一位，是朱莉的妈妈，是吧？能不能站起来自己给我们介绍一下？欢迎你。在我的右边我看到有两位新面孔，李敏，能不能请你接下来介绍一下他们呢？哦 ,OK, 怎么称啊，怎么欢迎你。还有没有第一次来我们中间参加敬拜的？好像看的都是比较熟悉的面孔。哦，对了，小康的儿子是第一次参加我们敬拜，不过现在好像出去了是吧？哦，还有那个，对，侯花的这个 baby, 我们介绍给我们看看吧。睡着了是吧？哦，那算了。OK, 我们有几件事情要简单的汇报报告一下。第一件事就是中文营下个星期正式开始。我现在收到了17份报名表，如果谁还没有交的报名表的话，今天是最后一天，请你们赶快把表格交给我。是下星期就在主日完了之后，我们开始第一次中文营。还有就是美东区的华人退休会，今年是在跟往年一样在 Brown University Rhode Island， 在是8月14号晚上到8月11号周四晚上到8月14号周日，报名表在外边那个招待那边有，费用跟往年差不多是一样的，成人60元，小孩30元，每家最多100，这是固定的报名费。其他的费用呢，就是包括那些吃饭的，还有住宿的费用，都是以自由奉献的方式，提交给大会。但是呢，第三页它有一个表格，给大家的一个大概的一个介绍，每个成人和孩童差不多大概应该交多少钱。你们如果有什么问题的话，可以找执事会的执事们询问。报名表填好了之后，交给黄菊和景春姐妹。对，所以呢，其他的事情呢，你们可以看这个报名表，报名表自己。还有一件事情就是老爷在哪里？对，蔡杰弟兄有几件事情要给大家简单的汇报一下。
昨天我们在青宇家、国营家有一个很美好的威尔顿团契，在招待所有的这个学生团契哈。那我们首先要感谢威尔顿团契举办这个活动，那我们更要感谢青宇和国营家的摆上啊，那也感谢这个建秋和新宇他们为这个事情的筹划啊，还有他们里面组里面的这个 Cindy 啊，还 Eden。 那第二件事就是我们6月29号星期三晚上啊，我们章程小组有一个会议，那我不详尽说明，我先大概我们决定每个主日，每个第一个主日的，就是主日的下午4:30到6:30，我们有一个会议。那每个月第三个星期，大概在晚上8点到10点，我们有一个 Sky Meeting， 啊，原则上是这样决定。但是会议，如果有任何问题或有需可以告诉大家的，我们都会，想办法告诉在周报上或者是在其他的地方告诉大家。那另外有一个就是我们那时候有讨论一下，还有一点就是我们有讨论就是教会目前最大的问题，那每个人都有发言啊，我们会针对问题啊来制定条例来解决问题啊，我们不逃避问题啊，希望教会能够慢慢啊，像斯卡泰勒说的，我们在座都是教会。好，那第三点就是陈妍和徐婷的婚礼，我也希望借着这婚礼，借着这活动，让我们更彼此相爱，更彼此有这些主里面的交通，让我们更了解教会该做什么，往何处走，好不好？感谢主。
对不起，我刚才忘了一点，那个退休会报名的截止日期是7月31号。按照以前的经验，我们总是喜欢到最后一天再把报名表交上去，所以今年希望大家能越早越好，把报名表早点交给，特别是要把报名的支票早点交给那个负责的这个 两个姐妹，因为筹备会希望能越早收到钱，因为他们之前有一个预付款要交给那个要交给 Brand University， 所以呢越早越好。好，其他事情大家看周报啊，默祷之后我们3点钟哦，等一下，账还有点事情。
跟大家报告一个，主要是那个一个叫做生命改变小组。那刚才Scott 牧师也谈到，那这个我们过去请到这个 Scott 牧师和那个Steve 给我们一起有一段训练。那有些人参加了，有些人没参加。特别是第一堂的话，有很多弟兄姊妹朋友们或者参加了。那现在就是发展这个情况是什么？那我们就是下一步，我们就是说这个小组会继续进行。那进行的方式呢，就是说。那可能不是所有人都很熟悉，那有些人特别有些人好问这个问题是下一步怎么办。那怎么办，就是说先你要愿意加入这个小组的话，那你就先加入。那每一个小组大约可能是大约4到5个人吧。那这个小组的形式主要方式是什么，就是一个星期比如说我们现在的计划就是说从路加福音开始，一个星期读3章这3章你要读5次，就等于15章，就等于你一个星期读15章，就是3章读5次。那然后怎么样，然后聚集的时候大约90分钟的时间时间不要太长，因为就是聚了以后就分散了。那这个主要这个九十分钟的时间干什么呢，主要是分享这3章圣经在这一周中对我的生活有什么联系。所以不再注重于哎这张圣这个圣经是什么意思，不是，而说在你读5次的过程中，这有哪些圣经，神对我们说什么话，圣灵有什么感动哪些地方需要这一周我遇到的情况，哪些情况需要我们彼此互相帮助互相带导。那这是按性别分的，所以的话就是每个小组如果是全是男生就是全是男生，全是女生就是全是女生，这样的话我们可以谈的是什么，非常的密切。那这个小组就是说现在呢我们也给大家寄了这个叫做那个电子邮件，也寄给大家了。那欢迎大家加入。我们今天是七月三号，那我们7月15号就准备分组就结束。那以后就说就开始。那有的人说，这跟你对圣经多少了解不是有特别关系的。你特别是如果没有参加以前的训练的话，那怎么办？加入小组，你跟随小组以后慢慢发展。比如说4到5个人，到我们发展到。8到9个人的话，又可以怎么样？再分开。所以路加福音，如果我们按照那个进度的话，我们就说，比如说1周3章或者4章的话，到时候我们再说哈。我们如果每个星期都举行的话，一次大约就90分钟，时间不宜太长，就是完全是分享性的，也不是吃饭性的，大概就是喝一点茶或者喝一点咖啡，形式不拘或者是晚上或者是早晨，根据每个小组自己决定。那每个小组我们都会安排。对这个方式比较熟悉的带领同工，当这个小组增长的一段时间的时候，程度比较大的时候，当我们觉得合适的时候，你每个小组可以自己再邀请人，当长到一定程度的时候，我们再分开。那目前这个小组有谁？有 Pastor Scott， 还有他的太太 Cathy， 那有 Steve， 那我们教会还有这种比如说汪传道啊，像我啊，或者是 Tim， 还有些就是说能够因为就是说现在比较对这个目前这个方式比较熟悉的话，主要做着带领的工作。那过一段时间我们觉得会有同工会兴起的，会有更多的人的时候怎么样，你哪个同工哪个小组兴起了，有更多有同合适的同工，我们就是那个小组自己再分开，就是4到5个人，这样的可以谈得比较深刻，对我们这个生命也希望有所改变。所以刚好Scott牧师也提到这个事情，那我们希望大家这个如果你要参加的话，希望你可以就是可以给我报名吧哈，那我就帮你加到微信群里，那我们7月15号之前就把这个小组就分开了，那就开始运作了。所以你对这个小组不是特别熟没有关系因为每个小组会有比较熟的同工有一定我们这是过去进行的培训的一个主要的下一阶段的工作啊。这个谢谢大家。
好，没有别的事情的话，大家默祷散会3点钟上来参加主日学，谢谢。